USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Arrested, booked, and now indicted. Five former Memphis police officers now face charges in the death of Tyre Nichols.
These officers were found to be directly responsible for the physical abuse of Mr. Nichols.
Memphis Police Chief Carolyn Davis, in a video statement released last night, explaining why the five were fired last week. All five officers have now been charged with second-degree murder and other counts. Still to come, perhaps tomorrow, release of body camera footage from Nichols' arrest. He died 3 days after that arrest from what an independent autopsy called a severe beating. The worldwide ransomware gang Hive is out of business for the moment. FBI agents seized some of its servers in an overnight raid in Los Angeles. Attorney General Merrick Garland says Hive extorted about $100 million from victims in its first year, including money from a hospital in the Midwest.
At a time when COVID-19 was surging in communities around the world, the Hive ransomware attack prevented the hospital from accepting any new patients.
Garland says the FBI infiltrated the Hive system months ago and prevented many more ransomware attacks. While agents found the servers, they did not make any arrests. A promise from Southwest Airlines CEO Bob Jordan.
We'll absolutely collaborate and cooperate with those investigations.
Those investigations being the Transportation Department's look into Southwest's scheduling meltdown over the holidays. One focus of the probe, has Southwest scheduled more flights than it can handle? The White House is looking at changing the definitions of race and ethnicity for federal purposes. Among the proposals, adding Middle Eastern and North African to the list of races. Donald Trump's allowed back on Facebook, still to be determined whether he'll use the platform after a 2-year absence. Trump's also allowed back on Twitter, but has so far preferred to post on his Truth Social platform. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
An FDA meeting today could usher in some massive changes to the nation's COVID strategy. The plan on the table? Going to an annual COVID vaccine like we do with flu shots. Dr. Peter Hotez at Baylor University says that old school concept could be the answer if scientists change the basic nature of the COVID vaccine.
And if you're going to go to a once-a-year strategy, you may be better off going to an older technology that is more durable.
Making it in a more traditional way instead of the method that got the original vaccine to market so quickly. The current vaccine, he says, doesn't work as an annual shot. A popular treatment for type 2 diabetes, Ozempic, is in short supply these days. That's because a lot of people who don't have type 2 diabetes are using it for weight loss. You've certainly seen the commercials. Those ads also mention,
and you may lose weight.
And that's led a lot of people who do not have diabetes to get a prescription just for the weight loss.
We're seeing 5 to 10% of their body weight loss, and that can be over a period of months.
Dr. Kativa Patel says that's a good deal for people who've experienced years of obesity, but it comes at a cost. Side effects like nausea, GI issues, and not feeling any appetite.
Just causes people to not want to eat.
The other issue is demand for Ozempic as an off-label weight loss treatment has created a shortage affecting those who use it as intended. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can find options that fit your budget. Because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah, like when I hold the door for someone. Sure, it may be weird if I don't time it right, and they're a little too far away, and now they're running. And we're both asking ourselves, is it worth it to run instead of just, letting them open their own door?
But still, it's the right thing to do. So get options based on your needs with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.